T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And we are joined now by phone on the 1010 Winds Newsline by Asbury Park, New Jersey Mayor John Moore. Mayor Moore, thank you so much for stopping by, chatting with us this morning.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you, I know New Jersey, we've got sort of a hodgepodge of rules going on down the shore. In Asbury Park, what at this point can people expect if they hit the beach? Well, maybe not today because the weather is not great, but tomorrow, Monday, what can they expect?
The boardwalk and the beach are open. It'll be, you have to buy any tickets for our app, which is the IPLY, so you can go on the app and buy those. If somebody wants to come tomorrow, they have to buy them. Season badges were sold, and right now we're just doing so many dailies depending on the crowds. But as far as social distancing, we're asking everybody to wear masks as much as possible. We know that it's not a state law or executive order, but we ask everybody to wear masks. The bathrooms will be open. The beach is open. The restaurants on the boardwalk are open for grab and go. And if everybody cooperates, it should work out well.
So we're talking about the badges. I know you mentioned the app. Can you purchase badges in person, or is it only on app on the app for contactless purchases?
Only on the app. We're trying to make it as less contact as possible, so it's contactless. We don't want our main thing with the beaches and with the entire town is the safety of our residents, employees, and visitors. So we're trying to do as little contact as necessary.
So I know Asbury Park has the one-way boardwalks now, right? You stay to the right on either side. How's that working out?
Well, it's something we're asking the people to do. We have a center line and an arrow is pointing, stay to the right, and we know it's impossible, but people are going to be using the restaurants or the restroom. So the more they cooperate with it, it's something we're not going to enforce with police, but we're just going to ask everybody to do the best they can do. And yesterday worked out very well.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear folks are cooperating. You said restrooms are open, and I know the beaches are open. Are there lifeguards staffing as well?
Correct. From here to the end of the summer.
So we're good to go in Asbury Park. Any specific rules on the beach, aside from social distancing, anything different that people might not expect to find when they get there?
No types of sports, no organized activities. Be polite, be nice to your neighbor on the beach, practice social distancing. People can go in the water. Some towns have banned swimming. We have not. It's still a little bit cold for me, but if they want to go in the water on a nice day, everything's up and running. Lifeguards are obviously only one to a bench, and we've built extra benches. But we'll have at least – lifeguards will not be enforcing social distancing. Lifeguards are there to protect people going into the water and staying in the water and getting out of the water. So everything's basically the same except just a little bit more space in between people.
And I like that. You use the golden rule, just be kind to one another, right? Treat everybody else the way you would expect to be treated. I like that. Asbury Park Mayor John Moore, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.